Would it be okay, since so many people are at the retreat, if you guys kind of moved over a little bit, and then I'll feel a little less insecure? Oh, okay. Let me see.
Hello?
Okay, good. Good, it's working. In the English, I've been going through the Sermon on the Mount, and it's been very hard.
I'm sorry, I didn't
okay,
hear you.
Okay, so in the English service, I have been going through on Sunday mornings the Sermon on the Mount, and it's been very, very hard.
星期天早晨, I'm sorry, you said Mount?
What? Sermon on the Mount. You guys all know.
No,
okay, it's a Bible phrase.
Oh, Bible phrase.
Okay.
I missed that. Yeah. 就星期天早晨，我在那个英文组，那么在讲这个 Sermon of Mount， 然后是比较难。
When I first started to preach and first became a pastor, after Sunday, I would be very tired because.
因为当我刚刚成为 一个宣道人的时候，一个牧师的时候，那么在星期天讲完道之后，我总是会非常的累。
And with time, that all went away.
但是随着时间的推移，都慢慢的过去了。
But preaching through the Sermon on the Mount is really hard, and I've been tired on Sundays.
但是这个讲这个 preaching on the mountains very what is it?
Hard, difficult.
Very hard, 非常难, 所以我一直感觉到很累。
Because Jesus, he goes into the heart of sin, not the outright action of sin, but the heart of sin.
因为我们的基督耶稣, 他会进到你的心里去,
of the heart.
进到你的心里, 去铲除这个罪，去去除这个罪，
okay.
而不是 ，I'm sorry, can you repeat? Outside, outspoken.
Oh, not the outward action.
Oh,
the heart.
Yeah, 但是心不是看它的表面的。
And today, we reach the point of do not judge.
今天我们要 讲到这一点。 就是不要论断人。
And this is hard because God has convicted me about my own sin of judging other people.
这个是很难的，因为上帝已经 已经宣判了我的罪， 在我论断别人的时候。
So to discuss judging people means I'm a hypocrite.
要讨论 论断人, hypocrite.
Hypocrite.
是什么意思呢? Yeah. Sorry. Anybody know?
Say one thing, do another.
就是心, 虚伪的人, 或者心理和外表是不一致的。
Okay, so good. Okay, so we're going to look at Jesus when he says, do not judge other people.
所以我们要来学习，就是当基督耶稣说， 不要论断别人。
Good, okay. You know, the first sermon I ever heard was really interesting.
那么第一个sermon, I'm sorry.
Sermon, 讲道。
讲道，第一次讲道，我听，我第一次我听到的讲道是非常有意思的。
The topic was a proverb, was something from the Bible that said,
这个话题是从 是从这个圣经里面来的。
A person of many words will only sin.
就一个人, 很爱讲话, 话很多, 是有罪的。
Yeah, so I mean, if you talk a lot, you're going to sin.
如果你说很多的话, 话很多, 你就会犯罪。
And with judging people, that's very true.
Yeah, 论断人, 如果总是论断人, 确实是, 这是很对的。
You know, we have an opinion about other people.
我们对别人有看法。
And we talk about our opinion.
我们会说我们的看法。
But our opinion is not always correct.
但是我们的看法不总是对的。
And if we say something about another person that is not true, it's false.
如果我们在谈论别人的时候说的是不对的，不是根据事实真相的，那就不好。
If what we say about another person is false, we are lying.
如果我们说别人的话说的是不对的，那就证明我们是在撒谎。
And so the words that we speak and judging other people go together, but they come from our opinion.
我们说别人的话是从我们自己的那个观点出发的。
Good, okay. One day, about 20 years ago,
20多年前,
I was swimming at the YMCA.
我在基督教青年会游泳。
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, I would go swimming.
每个星期一、星期三、星期五、星期六，游泳，我都去那儿游泳。
And you know, you see the same people all the time.
你总是看遇到同样的人。
But you don't have the glasses. You can't see.
但是你没有眼镜，你看不清楚。
And I would often swim in this one lane, and I would see a man at the other side, and he was a really bad swimmer.
我总是在这一条泳道游泳，那旁边那个泳道有另一个人，我总是看到他游泳游得真不好。
And he could swim for a long time, but he was slow, and he had a really bad stroke.
他可以游很长时间，但是他游得非常的慢，而且他的游泳动作非常的差。
And you know, when he would kick, it was terrible. He would kick like this, and it looked terrible. It looked awful.
他游泳的踢腿动作非常的糟糕，太糟糕了。
And I, you know, I judged his swimming. I'm better than he is.
我论断他的游泳的技能，我觉得我比他好。
He was terrible.
太糟糕了。
Until one day.
直到有一天。
I saw him get up.
我看到他站起来。
You know, and I didn't have my glasses, but he walked past me.
我没有戴眼镜，但是他从我身边走过。
And I realized my judging him was all wrong.
认识到我的对他的论断是错误的。
The man was about 70 years old.
这个男的大概是七十岁左右。
And he only had one leg.
他只有一条腿。
You know, and so here all this time, for many, many months, I see this man and I think he's a terrible swimmer, but the truth is, I was wrong.
过去的这几个月，我看到他游泳很糟糕，我所看到的、想到的都是错的。
And what Jesus says today is that a lot of times we look at other people and we judge them.
耶稣基督说，我们总是在我们当我们看到其他人的时候，我们总会有一些想法、观点。
But we don't always see clearly.
但是我们总是不一定会看得很清楚。
And when we judge other people, there's three things that Jesus says here.
当我们论断他别人的时候，耶稣基督说有三件事情。
When we judge other people, we have no respect for them.
当我们论断别人的时候，我们对别人是不尊重的。
When we look at other people and judge them, we are ignoring our own sin.
当我们看别人，在论断别人时，我们忽略了我们自己的罪。
And when we look at other people and we talk about them and judge them, we are doing what only God can do.
当我们在论断别人、在说别人的时候，我们就做了只有上帝才能做的事情。
So we're going to read Matthew 5.
我们要读一下马太福音第五章。
And
这是第七章是吗
？Yeah. Oh no. Yeah, that would be good. Go back. Okay. If you can all stand up, we could read together.
我们都站起来，大家一起来读。
And we'll read the English first and then the Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, and do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye,
when there is a log in your own eye?
You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye. 我们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。 因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说：“容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？”你这假冒伪善的人。
先去掉自己眼中的梁木。Let's pray.让我们祷告。God,
I pray that even though there's very few people here today, that your spirit would be here.
上帝让我们向您祷告，即使今天的人很少，那我们也是愿意在这里向您祈祷。And
I pray that you would just really help us to hear, God, what your words are.
希望您能帮助我们能够听到您的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在奉基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
You perhaps all know about a group called Anonymous.
你们大概都知道有这么一群人，一组人，他们是匿名客。
And I don't know, what's the Chinese word for hacking?
那么中文词是怎样来翻译这个 hacking 的？
You know, it's you go into somebody else's computer system.
你侵入别人的计算机系统。
And we all know it's illegal.
我们都知道是非法的。
It's a terrible thing to do.
What's that?
Terrible thing to do.
哦，是非常可怕的事情。
And a thing about hacking is there's three problems.
针对于这个匿名黑客有三个问题。
And there are problems that remind me actually of what happens when we judge other people.
他的这些问题会提醒我，就当我们论断别人的时候。
When a group like Anonymous hacks into a computer system, they're doing three things.
当这个匿名黑客侵入别人的计算机系统的时候，他做三件事情。
You know, first, they're going into a system where they were never asked to come.
第一，他们进入别人的计算机系统，并没有经过许可。
They're not authorized by the company.
没有被授权。
They have not been hired by the company to come in and help them with their computers.
没有被雇佣。
They just force themselves in.
他们就这样的闯入。
A second thing is they deceive themselves.
还有就是第二件，第二个问题就是他们欺骗他们自己。
You know, we hear hackers say, "Oh, we're doing this for the good of the company, good of the bank."
我们听过匿名黑客说，我们这样做是为了，帮助别人或对别人好。
Yeah, we can go into that computer system and show them what their weakness is.
我们可以进入他们的计算机系统，去向他们显示他们的弱点在哪里。
Even though what they're doing is immoral.
即使他们做的是不道德的。
And the third thing that they do is they are doing what only people in the company should do.
他们做的事情就是只是那个公司的人才可以做的。
And it's a lot like judging other people.
就像论断别人一样。
You know, we go into other people's lives when they haven't asked us to.
我们进入别人的生活，但并没有被邀请这样做。
You know, we tell ourselves, "Oh, when I speak about them, it is for their own good," but it's not.
我们告诉我们自己，我们讲，我们谈论他们是为了他们好，但不是对的，是不对的。
And the third thing is when we look at other people. We analyze their lives, And then we make a judgment about them. We're doing what only one person should do.
当我们看其他的人，周围的人，我们论断他们，然后，但是这件事情只是只有一个人是可以做的。
And that is only God is authorized to judge.
只有上帝才能审判。
So we have to see, first of all, what Jesus says here about judging to begin with. Next slide.
Yeah, 我们 we have to...
What, oh, never mind.
Okay. Sorry.
So when we judge other people, we actually offend God.
当我们论断他别人的时候，其实我们是冒犯了上帝。
You know, Jesus says very clearly, do not judge.
耶稣基督说得非常清楚。不要论断人。
And I want to say a few things about this word judge.
我要说说一下这个论断的这个问题。
The Bible tells us that we must speak to other people about their sin.
圣经教导我们是要对别人说说他们说我们自己的罪的。
And this call to not judge,the command to not judge, is in balance with our talking to people about their sin.
这个说不要论断的这个行为是要与那个sorry.
It should be in balance.
应该与那个是平衡的。
Yeah.
是相对的。
The second thing is that this is the opposite of what Jesus said earlier.
第二件事情就是，这是与那个耶稣基督刚才说的是相对的，相反的。
Jesus said, "Blessed are the people who are merciful."
耶稣基督说，被祝福的人是仁慈的。
But here, you know, it says not.You are merciful, therefore you will receive mercy. That's what Jesus said earlier.
耶稣基督说过，如果你仁慈，那你也会接到被仁慈的对待。
And here he's actually saying, if you judge, you're going to be judged harshly.
他如果你论断人，你也会被非常严厉的论断评判。
And the second thing is about this word is there's two parts to the word judge.
第二件事情就是这个论断这个词有两个部分。
The Greek word means analyze.
希腊文意思是分析。
And condemn.
然后浓缩。
You know, so together what it is we look at something, we analyze, and then we condemn.
就是我们看到一个事情，我们就会论断，然后把它浓缩。
Yeah, so Jesus is telling us we need to be really careful.
耶稣基督告诉我们一定要谨慎。
Now notice what it says: Do not judge, and then you will not be judged.
注意他说的，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
The way that you judge, you will be judged.
你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。
And who is it that will judge us?
谁会审判我们呢？
God.
上帝。
You know, and he says, if we think that we have a right to look at people and their lives and judge them,
他说，如果我们认为我们有这个权利去看别人的生活，然后去论断别人，
then God says he will judge us.
但上帝就会说我们会他会审判我们。
You know, and God says here, if we are harsh or arrogant and full of pride in judging other people,
上帝说如果我们在论断别人的时候我们比较的严厉然后比较的自满骄傲那我们也会被这样的审判。
On the day of judgment, he will also be harsh with us.
Yeah, 在审判日的时候，他也会非常严厉地审判我们。
But at the same time, he says, if we are gracious and merciful as we look at other people,
在同时，他说我们会和蔼的、和仁慈的看待别人。
So God will be then gracious and merciful to us.
上帝也就会比较和蔼的 仁慈地看对待我们。
And in this passage, I see three things that God says.
看到这里面有三个，有三个，问，有三个事情。
When we judge, we disrespect other people.
当我们论断别人的时候，我们不尊重别人。
The second thing Jesus says is that when we judge, we actually are ignoring our own sin.
第二件事情就是，当我们在论断别人的时候，我们忽略了我们自己的罪。
And the third thing that Jesus says is that when we judge other people, we are offending God.
第三件事情就是我们在论断别人的时候，我们那个冒犯上帝。
And so I think here reminds us we need to be very carefulAt how we look at other people, how we think about other people.
所以在这里我们要非常谨慎的、小心的，怎么看待别人，怎么说别人。
And we need to be very careful what we say about other people.
我们非常要非常小心的，我们在说别人的时候。
Jesus said that on the day of judgment, we will be judged for every careless word.
耶稣基督说，在审判日的时候，我们会被审判。对于我们所说的任何一个不经心的话语。
You know, so Jesus comes and he asks us a question. He challenges us.
耶稣基督会来问我们，会挑战我们。
You know, why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye?
你为什么会看你兄弟眼中的刺呢？
Why?
为什么？
Why do you look at another person?And think that you can go into their lives.
为什么你认为你可以进看到另一个人？你可以觉得你可以进到有这个权利进到他的生活当中。
You know, how can you say, "Let me take the speck out of your eye"?
你怎么能对你兄弟说，让我把你眼中的刺去掉
？Now, you know, I've got a little teddy bear.
这只小熊。
See, the children keep them for many years.
孩子们。保留他们 for 很多年。
And if I am standing very far, can I see a little speck in their eye?
如果站得比较远，我能看到这个熊的眼睛里有刺吗？
You know, I really don't know there's a speck in the eye, but sometimes we just think there's a speck in their eye.
我真的不知道他的眼睛里到底是否有刺，但是我就是有的时候这样想，他眼中有刺。
You know, we stand from afar, we really can't see, but we say, "Oh, you have a speck. Let me help you."
如果站得很远，能看我认为他眼中有刺，我就说，哎，让我来帮助你。
You know, what do? You got to get really close.
你要怎么样做呢？你要离得很近，走得很近。
You know, to see a speck in somebody's eye, in 孙悟空's eye, monkey king, you're the king.
孙悟空的眼睛。
You know, how do you see a speck?
你怎么看到能看到有刺呢
？You know, you got to get really close.
你必须走的靠得很近。
You gotta open up the eye.
你把眼睛要打开，撑开。
Look deeply.
要看得很深。
Did Monkey King ask me to look in his eye?
那个孙悟空有没有要求我去看他的眼睛啊
？Did he say, "Come, help me. I have something in my eye"?
他有没有说过来帮助我，看看我眼睛里有没有什么东西
？No.
没有。
Did he say, "Oh, I think there's something wrong with my life. Come help me with my life"?
他有没有说，我觉得我的生活中有问题，你过来帮助我，看看我生活中有什么问题
？No,
没有。
And what is Jesus saying?
那耶稣基督说什么
？You know, you can't even see a speck in another person's eyes.
他说你根本就看不到另一个人眼中的刺。
Why do you think there's a speck in that person's eyes?
你为什么认为那个眼他眼中有刺
？Why? Who are you?
你是谁？
That's what Jesus is asking: Is who are you to go when you look at another person?
那这就是 Jesus 耶稣基督说，你为什么会觉得别人眼中有刺
？You know, it's just like the hacking.
就像这个黑客一样。
You know, you break into a computer system.
你闯入他的计算机系统。
And you say, "Well, I'm just helping them."
你告诉他们说，我就是帮助他们。
But did that bank ask me to come and look at their computer system?
那银行有没有要求他们来邀请他们来去看他们的计算机系统
？Did that bank hire these people to expose their weaknesses?
那个银行有没有雇佣人去看他们有什么弱点
？Yeah, are they authorized by the bank to come in and find what the problems are?
他们有没有被银行允许他们进来去找到他们的这些问题。
You know, and sometimes that's what we do when we judge other people.
这就是有的时候我们就是这样做去论断别人。
You know, people have not asked us, come help me with a problem.
人们别人并没有邀请我们去来帮助他们解决问题。
But we go ahead and we start to decide, we start to analyze other people, and then we decide what their problems is, but they've never asked us.
那我们就决定我们要进到别人生活中去帮助别人，但是他们并没有邀请我们这样做。
And this is actually very convicting for me.
这个是对我来讲是觉得很有幸福的。
When I came out of seminary, I thought I was really smart.
当我从神学院出来的时候，我觉得我很聪明。
I used to be so good.
我以前非常的好。
You know, I had great insight into people's lives.
我有很深的洞察力，就别人的生活。
You know, I read a lot of books.
我读过很多的书。
You know, I could look at another person.
我可以看那个人。
I could analyze them.
我可分析那个人。
I could tell them what their problem was.
我可以告诉你看到那个人他的问题是什么。
And if they would only come to me, I could fix their problems.
如果他们来到我这儿，我会帮他们解决这些问题。
I used to be awful.
我曾经就是这样，非常可怕。
So full of self-confidence.
非常自信。
But my self-confidence led to me being very deceived.
但是我的这种自信会导致我。
You know, and then God, he started to speak to me saying, what are you doing, Paul?
上帝开始对我说你在做什么啊 Paul?
You talk about a lot of things, but these people have asked you to talk about them.
你说很多事情但是这些人有没有邀请你
You know, you think that you can fix their problems, but they haven't come to you and asked you to fix their problems.
你觉得你可以解决他们的问题但他们没有向你征求意见。
And the truth is, you don't even really know what their problems are.
但是这是更其实他们根本就你根本就不知道他们的问题在哪里。
You know, how do you know the Holy Spirit speaking to you?
你怎么能知道圣灵在向你说话？
I think sometimes the only time the Holy Spirit speaks directly to us,
有些时候那个圣灵直接跟我们说话的时候，
is that if he convicts us of our sin,
是他在审判我们的罪。
And if God starts convicting us of our sin, you can be sure that's God speaking.
如果上帝就是宣判了我们的罪，你可以就知道上帝其实在向你说话。
You know, and so I actually went through a period many, many years ago where God started to convict me about judging other people.
有那么一段时间，就是上帝在宣判了我的这个罪，就是我论断别人。
You know, and I guess that's a temptation for pastors.
但这个对这个牧师来讲，确实是。
You know, but God just basically said you're doing something that you should not be doing.
其实上帝就是在说你就是不应该做这些事情。
And you think that you know things that you don't know.
你认为你知道的事，你认为你知道这些事情，但其实你并不知道。
You know, God said to Samuel.
上帝在那个撒母耳记二的下说。
Man, a human being.
一个人
He only looks at what's outside.
他只看外表
But God, he looks at the heart.
但是上帝他会看这个他的心
You know, but the problem is sometimes we think we know what's in another person's heart.
问题是我们有的时候认为我们知道别人的心是怎样想的
You know, and the truth is we never really know what's inside of another person's heart unless they tell us.
但其实是除非那个人告诉我们我们根本就不知道他们的心里想的是什么。
When Solomon prayed and dedicated the temple,
当那个所罗门在祷告
What he said in his prayer was that you, God, know the hearts of all people.
他在他的祷告中说那个上帝知道他的子民。
But he also went on to say that you alone, only God knows the heart of people.
但是你一个人，就是只有上帝才知道人的心意。
You know, and so sometimes when we think that we know what's going on inside of our person's heart,
有的时候我们认为我们知道别人是怎样想的。
You know, we're doing two things.
我们做两件事情。
God says there's a limitation on what you know.
上帝说我们对我们所知道的是有局限性的。
God says, as a human being, you cannot look into another person's heart.
上帝说作为一个人我们不能看到别人的人心。
God says the limitation is only he can look into a person's heart and know what's there.
这个局限，这个限制就是只有他才能看到别人的心是怎么想的。
And so I went through this period for a really long time where God really convicted me of thinking that I was so smart.
经历过了这么一段时间，很长的一段时间，那个上帝确实审判我，我这个罪就是认为我自己是真是很聪明。
And the awful thing is I would say things to other people about what I thought was going on in another person's life.
但可怕的事情就是，我那个总是告诉别人那个他是有什么问题在他的生活中。
And what I was doing, what we do when we judge other people is we actually ignore our own sin.
那我那时候做的是其实就是忽略了我自己的罪。
And that's what Jesus is telling us here.
那就是耶稣基督在这里告诉我们。
You know, he says you're ignoring your own sin.
他说你在忽略你自己的罪。
He says, you look at the speck in your brother's eyes.
你看着你兄弟眼中的刺。
You can see the speck in your brother's eyes.
你能看到你兄弟眼中的刺吗？
Even though it may not be there.
可能他根本就没有刺。
And you say to that other person, oh, let me help you take the speck out of your eye.
你跟你那个人说，我来帮你把你眼中的刺拔掉。
They don't come and ask us. We just say, oh, I'll take care of it.
他们并没有来问我们，那我们就说我们会来帮助你。
But look at what Jesus says. He says, you're ignoring something.
这里耶稣基督说你忽略了一些事情。
He says, you're ignoring the fact that you have this big, huge tree coming out of your eye.
他说你这个就是你自己眼中有一只很大的梁木。
You know, you think this person has a little speck.
你觉得那个人眼中有个很小的刺。
But you've got this big, huge log.
但是你自己却眼中却有一个很大的梁木。
You know, this is absurd. God's saying, what are you doing?
上帝说你在做什么？
You know, and when we judge other people and we're looking at other people and their problems, one thing we usually do.
我们在论断别人的时候。Yeah, 我们评论别人。
When we look at another person, we don't have to look at ourselves.
因为我们就会看别人，但是并不会看我们自己。
So Jesus is saying, don't worry about the other person's speck, worry about your own log.
耶稣基督说，不要担心别人的你兄弟眼中的刺，但是要先看紧你自己眼中的梁木。
You know, don't talk about that person's speck.
不要讨论别人眼中的刺。
You know, talk about the log in your own eye.
先说一说你自己眼中的梁木。
You know, when I was in seminary, there was a phrase they used to use all the time.
当我在这个神学院学习的时候，有一个短语我们经常用。
You know, the pastor should be the chief repenter.
这个忏悔。
忏悔。
忏悔。这个上、
yeah.
这个牧师应该是
The number one.
对呀，的教会里第一位忏悔者。
You know, you have to be the person that repents more than anybody in the church.
他说你应该是比任何人都会忏悔的。
You know, what they would say is, if you don't repent every single day of your own sin,
如果你每一天不忏悔你自己的罪，
if you don't look at the sin every single day in your own heart,
如果你不看你自己的心，看你有什么罪。
You can't really help other people.
你不能其实你根本就不能帮助别人。
And so the beginning of helping other people to grow in Christ actually comes from my repenting every day.
就是这个帮助别人，那么这开始是这个起始于我自己每天忏悔我自己的罪。
You know, and we often don't even know when we're sinning.
我们经常的，我们根本就不知道我们自己在犯罪。
You know, we just go through life and we don't realize that we're sinning.
我们就这样经历生活，都没有认识到我们在犯罪。
And especially with judging other people, we don't realize that when we talk, we are actually sinning against God.
我们在论断别人，其实我们都没有认识到我们在冒犯我们的上帝。
You know, judging is a whole lot more than looking down on a person.
论断就是比这个看低一个人，鄙视一个人还要多很多。
Yeah, judging other people is a lot more than pride raising us ourselves up to here and lowering the other person down to there.
论断人比那个就把别人把自己抬得很高，那么看别人看得很低，比这个要厉害得多。
Because out of our mouths, we can say things that aren't true.
Well, 从我们的嘴里出来的话，我们可以说不真实的事情。
I went through a period where I heard other people.
我经历过一段时间，我听到别人。
You know, I don't know why, but God kind of suddenly opened up my ears.
我不知道为什么上帝突然打开了我的耳朵。
There was a little period where I heard other people speak in ways that I had never heard people speak before.
有那么一段时间，我听到别人说我说出的一些话，我以前从来没有听过。
You know, what I was doing is suddenly I started to hear people say things about other people that were false.
那我突然有那么一段时间，我听到别人在讲其他的人，那么讲的其实是不对的。
People who were absolutely convinced they knew another person.
And 这些人就是他完全被确信他知道那个人的情况是怎样。
People that would say things about people they don't even know.
People 说另其他人的事情，他们自己根本就不知道那个。
But I knew the things they were saying was false.
但是我知道他们所说的是假的，是不对的。
Why did God suddenly start to do that to me?
为什么上帝突然让我能够听到，能这样做？
You know, and I don't want to tell you what I heard, but I just started to hear this.
我并不想告诉你我所听到的，但是我就是开始听到了。
One day I was talking to a person about somebody else in another state.
一天我在跟一个人说，另外一个人在另外一个州居住的一个人。
I just explained a situation, that's all.
我就是解释这个他的这个情况。
And suddenly that person just comes out and he starts saying a lot of judgmental things about that other person.
突然这个人就突然就开始说很多的话关于论断这个人的。
You know, didn't even know the person.
他根本就不知道那个人。
Didn't even know their name.
他根本不知道他的名字。
All they knew is what I had told them.
他们只知道就是我所告诉他们的。
And you know, what I told them could have been wrong.
你知道吗？我所告诉他们的，可能是错误的。
But then they jump to this conclusion and they start saying that person, you know, their faith can't be real. They can't be a real Christian.
但是他们就很快的就是出了这个结论，就说那个人不是真正的基督徒。
You know, it's really odd. Don't even know a person, but you can judge them.
非常奇怪，他都根本就不知道这个人，但是他可以下结论。
You know, when another time I sat down and I listened to this person go on and on and on about another person that I knew very well.
还有一次就是我坐着让听另一个人在讲，他就讲的很长很长关于另外一个人，那个人我也知道。
Saying things about what they think.
然后说他们所他所想的。
Saying things about what they feel.
说他所感受的。
Saying things about the motives,
说他的动机,
and just convinced that they were right.
就是非常确信他们是对的。
But I knew that what they were saying was absolutely false.
但是我知道他所说的其实是不对的。
You know, God started to open up my ears, and I started hearing things like this a lot.
所以上帝呢开始打开了我的耳朵，让我能听到这些东西，而是非常多的。
You know, maybe God wanted me to look at the log in my own eye.
有可能上帝让我看看我自己眼中的梁木。
You know, I was in a group of people once, and I heard a person say something about me.
我在有一次在一群人当中听到有一个人说一些事情关于我。
And it had to do with my attitude.
就是针对于我的态度的。
And what they said was a lie.
他所说的其实是不对的，是假的。
Have you ever heard somebody get up in front of a group of people and speak about you and lie?
你有没有听到过有人站起来在一群人当中指出你的指出你的毛病，你的问题？
You know, and I just sat there and I think, how can this person lie about me?
他说我就坐到那儿，我就在想，这个人他怎能就是这样说假话呢？说我。
You know, I was actually really angry.
我非常的生气。
You know, and I walked away, and a couple of days later, God started to talk to me.
我离开了，走开了。但是几天之后，上帝开始对我说话。
You know, and what he said to me is that person was only expressing his opinion.
他跟我说，那个人只是在表达他的观点。
You know, he had an opinion about me, and he spoke what that opinion was.
他有那个观点，他关于我的观点，他就是说出来。
But when he spoke an opinion, what he said was false.
但是他说的那个观点，说出来之后是假的。
It's an opinion, but he speaks it as though it's fact.
是他的观点，但是他说的时候，好像是在说一个事实。
And if you have an opinion that is false and you speak of it as fact,
如果你有一个观点，那其实是不对的，不真实的。但是呢，你却说出来的时候是好像在说一个事实。
It's what the Bible called bearing false witness.
那就是一个假的见证人。
It's just an opinion.
那只是一个观点。
But it's a lie.
是一个假话。
It's an opinion, but it's just nothing but a lie.
只是一个观点，但是其实就是没有任何，只是假话。
And then I started thinking about opinions that I've had of other people.
那我开始想想我对别人的观点。
You know, if you start seeing other people's sin, maybe God wants you to look at your own heart.
当你开始看到别人犯罪的时候，可能上帝想让你看看你自己的心。
You know, it made me think, how many times have I said something in my life about other people?
多少次我在我的生活中在说很多的假话关于别人的
？A lot，
一个假话。
A person of many words，
一个人说很多的话。
Cannot help but sin，
不能帮助别人，但其实只是会犯罪。
And I thought, you know, I've been a person of a lot of words。
我就是一个这样说很多话的人。
You know, and it made me think about, did I really know what I was saying?
开始让我想 我所说的 我真的知道我所说的是什么吗
You know, how many times have I said something about another person that I thought was true but was not true?
有多少次我说一个人我认为我说的是对的但是其实是不对的
I think my opinion about somebody is true but only God really knows.
我认为我所说的关于那个人的是对的但只有上帝才知道
I think my opinion about somebody is correct, but only God and that person knows.
我认为我所发表的那个观对那个人的观点是对的，但只有上帝和那个人本人他才能知道。
You know, and then I started to think, you know, how many times in my life have I lied about people and I didn't even know it?
有多少次在我生活中我在骗别人，我在撒谎，但是都不知道。
You ever thought about that?
有没有曾经想过？
You know, I say something about another person.
说过别人。
I think it's correct.
我认为是对的。
But I don't know.
但是我其实根本就不知道。
And in fact, I'm lying.
但其实我是在撒谎。
You know, and if I've done that, only God knows.
如果我这样做了，只有上帝知道。
You know, and if I have said it thousands of times, things that were incorrect, can you imagine how many times I've lied about people?
说过上千次的，不对的，不对的话，你只想想我对人。
You know, when we lie, we don't even see it.
你自己根本就看不见。
In Shenyang,
在沈阳
snow was interesting.
下雪是非常有意思的。
You know, it would snow in the winter time.
冬天下雪。
20 degrees below zero, so it doesn't melt.
零下二十多度。
And the tractor would come, and they would push all the snow into a big pile.
那个雪不化的，那个铲雪车来了，会把所有的雪铲成一堆。
And then week after week, they would push.
每个星期都会再推，会产生一个大的雪堆。
And in February, that pile was beautiful.
二月份的时候，那一大堆雪非常的漂亮。
In February, in the beginning of March, that snow was beautiful white.
二月底三月初，那个雪是非常的洁白，非常的漂亮。
But then the end of March started to come.
但是三月底来了。
So in March, April, it would snow, I mean, it would melt, freeze, melt, freeze.
三月到四月它会这个雪会融化又会重新冻起来那再融化再又冻起来
So melt, freeze, melt, freeze, melt, freeze for a really long period of time
它这个解冻又冻起来、融化又冻起来这样会很长时间
And by April, do you know what that snow looked like?
到了四月份你知道那个雪看起来像什么吗
Do you know what it looked like? You got to think of China
你想想中国想想那一堆雪会像
什么 And all that coal
那些煤
You know that coal ash that goes up.
那些煤灰在空气中的煤灰
So here in April, the snow looks as black as that piano.
这四月份那个雪黑的就像那个钢琴的颜色一样
You know, little tiny specks of coal.
那一小点的那个黑煤灰
It looks white.
看起来是白的
But we don't realize that when it all boils down, it's absolutely black.
我们没有想到 那到最后它聚集在一起的时候就全都是黑的了
You know, and in let's say 50 years of my life
50年我的生活
It's a little more by the way
比那个稍微多一点长一点
How many times have I said something in 50 years about another person that's not true?
都有多少次我在说另一个人其实说的是不对的是假话
You know, in 50 years, you can say something about other people that you think is right, but it's not wrong, but it's not right, it's false, and it's a lie.
50年当中我说过多少次我认为是说那个人说的是对的但其实说的是不对的是假话。
You know, and I started to realize, wow, if you add all of the things up that I've said that may be false, my sin of just my words is as black as that piano.
如果把我这个一生中这个所有的假话都加起来，就像那个颜色，我的罪就像那个钢琴的颜色一样，黑黑的。
Boy, I need to repent.
我需要忏悔。
Boy, I need the blood of Jesus to cleanse me.
我需要耶稣基督的血来洁净我。
And I really need to be careful with the words out of my mouth.
我要非常的谨慎，当我说话的时候。
Because Jesus said on the day of judgment,
耶稣基督说在审判日的时候
we will be judged for every careless word.
我们会被审判，被对我们所说的任何一些不经心意的话来审判。
You know, that could kind of leave us fearful.
看起来是真是很害怕的。
You know that godly fear.
那个对上帝的畏惧。
You know, the healthy fear of God.
非常健康的对这种对上帝的畏惧。
You know, we got to stop and think about how we talk.
我们应该停下来想一想，我们应该怎样说话。
And the final thing that Jesus says, I think,
最后一个事情，耶稣基督说的。
When we judge other people,
当我们在论断别人的时候
，we offend God.
我们冒犯上帝。
It's not that we are displeasing.
不是说我们没有讨他的喜欢
It's that we offend God.
是我们冒犯了他
Because we basically say we're going to do what only God can do.
其实我们在说我们做了只有上帝才能做的事情
So I think Jesus is trying to kind of wake us up as people.
我认为耶稣基督其实是在想唤醒我们
You know, he's trying to call his disciples to be very careful.
他在叫这些门徒们要非常的小心
You know, what does he say? Do not judge and you will not be, and you will not be judged.
他说的什么？他说你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Judge by whom?
被谁论断？
By God.
被上帝。
And the way that you judged is the way that God will judge you.
你评论断别人的方式，其实是上帝要论断你的方式。
You know, what am I doing judging other people when God's the judge?
我在做什么？我在论断别人，其实是上帝是审判官。
What am I doing?
我在做什么呢？
You ever think that?
有没有想过？
You know, I'm talking about other people and
说别人，谈论别人。
Maybe I'm saying something I shouldn't.
可能我说了一些话我不应该说的。
Not words of love, but actually words of criticism.
没有爱心的话，但是却是评判、批评别人的话。
Not words of graciousness, but words of judgmentalism.
根本就不和蔼的话，但是确实是带评断性的话。
You know, and God tells us through Jesus, don't judge.
上帝通过耶稣基督来告诉我们不要论断人。
And the truth is, we always judge.
但是事实上，我们总是在论断。
You know, we think about other people.
我们想到其他的人。
We have opinions about other people.
我们有观点，对那个人有观点。
We talk about other people.
我们谈论那个人，其他的人。
And sometimes that line between opinion and judgment is very thin.
有的时候，观点和这个论断，它的那个界限是非常的微细的。
In Romans, Paul, he's talking to a group in Rome.
In Rome, 在罗马，他在还是
he's talking to a church in Rome.
哦，他在他对一个罗马的那个教堂讲话。
And they're having some disagreements.
他们有一些不同的意见。
A lot of just disagreements about how to live the Christian life.
他们有一些不同的意见，就是一个基督徒是应该怎样的生活。
And Paul, he kind of comes in and he says, "Why do you judge your brother? It's a little disagreement, but you're judging your brother."
Paul 进来说，你为什么要论断你的这个弟兄？只是一些不同的意见而已。
And what he says is, "Why do you judge the servant of another person?"
你为什么？他就说，你为什么要论断别人的服侍？
You know, that person serves God. It's not my place to judge him.
那个人是服侍上帝的，你并没有这个资格来论断。
And then he repeats the question in verse 10. Why do you judge your brother?
他重复这个问题在第十节的时候。
You know, he says, remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
要记住，我们都是要在那个站在上帝面前会被接受审判的。
You know, it's offending God to do what only God can do.
是在冒犯上帝，做他只有他才能做的。
Jesus' brother James, he says the same thing.
耶稣基督的弟弟那个雅各也是这样说。
And he says there is only one judge.
他说只有一个审判官。
You know, there were people in this church, and they were judging one another.
在这个教会里有人互相论断。
And he says there's only one judge.
但其实只有一个审判官。
And who is it?
谁是那个审判官?
It's God.
是上帝。
So, who are you to judge?
所以说你是谁啊?你来论断别人。
You know, when I think about the power of those statements, I think it really stops us.
我想想这些话语的这个力量真是确实事实可应该是让我们能够停止论断。
You know, I think it stops us. We should think about how we speak about other people.
这是让我们停下来让我们想想我们应该怎么说其他的人。
Think about the way we look at other people.
然后想一想我们在看别人的时候应该怎样看。
And I think in a lot of ways to...Think about the very words that come out of our mouths.
我们想一想我们在说话的时候的我们要说的一些的话语词语应该是怎样的。
And actually, I'm going to tell you this particular passage is really hard for me.
其实我告诉你，有一些这个 ，Did you say pastor?
A passage, Bible.
Oh, a passage. 有一些这个圣经上的话是非常对我来讲也是非常困难的。
Because it reflects.A lifetime of judging other people.
这个是反映了一个一生中在论断其他人的这个事情。
Me as a pastor judging other people.
我作为一个牧师来论断别人。
You know, decades of God telling me, you gotta be careful when you look at other people.
这个几十年来的，上帝告诉我要非常谨慎的，当我在。论断别人。
You know, and it leaves me really with one choice.
只给我留了一个选择。
You know, I gotta confess my sin to God.
我要向上帝认罪。
Repent.
要忏悔。
Try to be careful with my words.
要非常小心的在说话。
And respect the people that I'm talking about.
尊重我所说话说的那个人。
So I have a few suggestions.
我有几个建议。
And I didn't translate them into Chinese, so I apologize.
Oh, I'm sorry.
我没翻译.
Okay.
So we can do this in English. First, you know, when we're thinking and talking about other people, remind yourself, I'm not God.
首先提醒你自己, 你不是上帝。
And if I'm not God, I don't know those person's heart.
如果我不是上帝, 我不知道那些人的心意是什么。
You know, if that person comes to me and tells me what's in their heart, I would know. But if they don't, I'm not God, and I don't know.
如果那个人过来告诉我他的心里想的是什么，那我知道。 如果他不告诉我，我并不知道。
You know, when I remind myself, I have to talk to myself. I've not been asked by that person to judge.
我还要经常提醒我自己，我并没有被要求，被那个人要求来谈论他。
You know, I remind myself that person hasn't come to me and asked me to fix their problem.
那个人并没有过来要求我来解决他的问题。
And probably the most important thing is to always doubt yourself.
可能最主要的问题就是总是要质疑你自己。
You know, always question your own thinking.
就是总是要质疑你自己的想法。
You know, is the thing that I'm thinking really right?
说你的想法是对的吗?
You know, do I even know all of the truth about that other person?
质疑你自己，我对那个事实，那对那个人，我都很了解吗?
You know, or am I just assuming things about that person, and the things I assume may be wrong?
有可能我只是在假设，那我所假设的可能是不对的。
You know, and so when we doubt ourselves and we question ourselves, it's a good reminder that the way we think may not be true.
当我们质疑我们自己，向我们自己提问的时候，我们所说的，我们所想的可能是不对的。
You know, I've learned over the years, there's really one kind of person you can't trust.
在过去的这个几年中，我学到了只有一个人，你可以
trust. You know, the one kind of person you can't trust is a person who never questions themselves.
只有一个人你可以相信，就是这个人从来不会。
You know, when we are so self-confident, we never question ourselves. We cannot be trusted.
我们自己太自信了，我们根本就不质疑我们自己，不向我们自己提问。
You know, because pride's always right there.
那个骄傲就是在那里。
So remind ourselves that we're not God, doubt and question ourselves, and have fear of God.
提醒我们自己，我们并不是上帝，我们要畏惧上帝。
Fear of God.
畏惧上帝。
You know, we don't talk about it very much.
我们不是总是说起这个。
But it's good to have fear of God.
但是是好的，是件好事情。我们要是对上帝畏惧。
And it's good to be fearful of lying. Be afraid of lying.
Lying?
Yeah, of my, yeah. It's good to have fear.
Yeah. 是，lying, yeah.
Lying.
是好的，如果你对这个说谎感觉到很可怕。
You know, if I speak something that is false,
如果你说的什么事情、什么话是不对的，是假的，
I'm bearing false witness.
那我就成为一个假的见证人。
No matter how much I think something is true, if it's false, I'm bearing false witness.
不管你认为你说的是有多对的，但是它是不对的，那你就是一个假的见证人。
And if I say something that's false and I bear false witness, I'm lying.
如果你说的不对，说的是假话。 那你是一个假的见证人，那你就是在撒谎。
Whether I know it or not.
不管你知道还是不知道。
And the hardest is actually go and ask the person that you're talking about.
最难做的就是你要去问那个人，去他说的是什么。
Yeah, if you're thinking something about another person, go and you talk to that person. Don't talk to others, but go and talk to that person.
如果你认为那个人，你所说的那个人是怎样的，那你应该去跟那个人去问、去谈。
You know, go and ask, look, I'm thinking this about you. Is it true?
跟他说，我这样想你，到底是我这样认为你的，是到底是对不对？
And finally, qualify the words that we use. Qualify.
对啊，去限定你所说的话语、词语，你所用的词语。
Learn to ask questions instead of making statements.
要学会去问问题，不要学会做一些肯定的话语说明。
Yeah, if I go to a person and I say to them, you know, I wonder if you are doing this.
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
I wonder if you are doing this thing.
你要跟那个人说，我认为你，我在想你是不是在做这件事情。
I'm not lying.
我没有撒谎。
But if I go and say that person is doing this, and if it's false, I'm lying.
如果我要这样说，那个人做了这个事情，怎么怎么样，那他就是撒谎。
You know, and if I say, could it be that that person is thinking this, am I lying about them? No, I'm asking a question.
如果我要是这样问说，那个人这样做，是在这样做吗？那这个呢，并不是在撒谎，我是在问一个问题。
You know, and it's just adding a few words, but what it does is it prevents me from lying. Prevents me.
只是加了几个字，几个词，就是会防止我撒谎。
You know, and if I just say, "Is it possible that this person is that way?"
就是
I cannot lie.
就是还可以问，就是这可能的吗？这个人这么做，那这样的就是问问题，不是撒谎。
You know, God,
上帝
is really holy.
是非常的圣洁。
And God in His holiness is also a God of truth.
God 和他的圣洁也是这个真理。
And God in His holiness, who is the God of truth, wants truthfulness in us.
上帝的圣洁，他要求我们也是说真话。
And I think that that requires that we slow down the way that we think about people.
他要求我们要慢慢的要减慢我们在想别人是怎样在谈论别人的时候。
And especially control the words that we speak.
特别是要控制你所说的话所用的词。
And that way we do not fall into God's judgment.
那样的话我们就不会就是进入不就做。
God doesn't judge us.
Yeah, 就上帝就不会审判我们。
So, yeah, in the English ministry, we've been going through the Sermon on the Mount.
在这个英文组我们在一直谈论这个
Sermon
of the Mount, yeah, on the Mount.
And it is just so hard.
非常难。
Because Jesus, he goes right into the heart.
Jesus 进到你的心里。
And when he goes right into the heart, he helps us to see that we sin when we don't even know it.
他进到你的心里，他帮助我们看到我们的罪，其实我们并不知道的。
And none of us can live by that.
我们这里没有任何人可以这样生活。
And I think the whole purpose of the Sermon on the Mount,
我想这个 Sermon on the Mount, 它的整个的目的
is to drive us straight to Jesus Christ and the cross,
是把我们带到这个耶稣基督这个十字架前。
You know, to confess the sins that are in our heart,
让我们能够共罪。
And yeah, hey, there's the cross.
这是十字架。
Yeah, there was the cross. Drive us to the cross and beg for forgiveness and then receive and allow Jesus to cleanse us of all of our sin.
把我们带到十字架前，让我们能够承认我们的罪，允许那个耶稣基督来洁净我们。
Because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us.
因为那个耶稣基督的血，它洁净我们。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us.
这个耶稣基督的血洁净我们。
We're not like this.
我们不像这座钢琴。
We become like that.
我们就像那个白纸。
And I think that's amazing that God would do that.
非常非常奇妙，这个上帝能这样做。
Isn't he awesome?
你说他真是很奇妙吗？
The love of God.
Yeah, 上帝的爱。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your love.
亲爱的上帝，感谢您的爱。
We thank you that you forgive us.
我们感谢您宽恕我们。
And we thank you, God, that you are merciful to us.
我们感谢您对我们是如此的仁慈。
And we do pray that you'll help us to be merciful to other people.
我们在这里祷告，希望你能够帮助我们，能够对其他的人更仁慈。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.